This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Because on the day of judgment, nobody's going to stand there and take the bullet for you or take the accountability for you. You're going to be held accountable for your choices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran about two friends. This is a famous story in Surah As-Saffat, ayah 50 all the way to 61, talking about the people of Jannah. And one of the people of Jannah, he's talking to the others, and as they are talking, فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَأَلُونَ, they start asking each other questions. So one of them shares his story. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. One of them says, I used to have a very close companion, a qareen, very close companion. يَقُولُ أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. He used to ask me, are you amongst the believers? أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. That when we die, become dust and bones, that we're going to be resurrected, that we're going to be brought back. Now, this is not the type of question of a friend who really is sincerely asking to learn. It was the type of question to make him doubt, to make him lose his faith, to shake him in his iman. You really are amongst the believers? It's like somebody asking you with mockery. Do you actually believe that? Do you really believe in life after death, after your body has decomposed? Like really? It's a type of mockery. It's very condescending. It's very arrogant. He wasn't asking to learn. If someone's asking to learn, you respond normally. There's no problem with that. He was asking to shake his faith, to make him doubt, to make him feel silly, crazy, backwards. You're amongst those backwards people who still believe? You believe in a scripture that was revealed 1400 years ago? That's the question. That's what they're asking. Now, a qareen is a close friend. This person, the believer, has a close friend, had a close friend, who was trying to make him doubt. You might have friends of various levels of practice, but you have to choose your friends very carefully. When it comes to choice and companionship, you have to choose your companionship very carefully. It will have an impact on you that you will eventually see on the day of judgment, so choose wisely. Sometimes people don't realize how much they are influenced by their friends, their close friends. They don't realize how many things you take from them. And you think to yourself, okay, well, I have Muslim friends who are not practicing. They don't have good character. And they're Muslim. But I have some non-Muslim friends who are kind, they're respectful, they have good character in accordance to Islam. They have good character, but they don't pray, they don't believe in Allah. What's riskier? This is a really weird situation to ask about. Why? We're not asking about two bad examples here, where somebody's harming you in terms of not practicing and somebody's harming you in terms of not believing. But ultimately, the most important thing is your aqidah, your worldview. If the person who has good character might influence you negatively and you'll start to lose your iman, that's very problematic for you. Because on the day of judgment, nobody's going to stand there and take the bullet for you or take the accountability for you. You're going to be held accountable for your choices. So somebody might have better character than a Muslim. And that's sadly the case in many of our experiences and communities. But it doesn't mean that their aqidah is better. It doesn't mean that this person is a good influence on you. We're not talking about acquaintances, and we're not talking about family members. We're not talking about companionship that you cannot choose. We're talking about the friends that you do choose. Choose very carefully. And when you choose a friend, and you choose to be around them, it's not like you're looking down on someone who's not practicing. It's not like you thinking that you're better than other people. A'udhu billah, may Allah protect us all. No, you are protecting yourself if you feel that you are influenced easily by other people. And you also have good companionship. And you keep the door open for those who are struggling so that you're helping them. You're influencing them positively, inshallah ta'ala. And you're picking them up rather than letting them pull you down. Don't be around people who are trying to make you doubt your religion, because oftentimes the most dangerous kind of friendship or companionship is the kind that takes away your entire akhirah. Be very cautious. The story continues. He's talking in Jannah about this bad friend that he had. And as they're talking, he says, قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ. In one of the tafaseer, it was said he will be asked, and they will all be asked, do you want to see where he ended up? The bad friend that made you doubt your Islam, made you doubt your iman, made you doubt that God created you. This is not the type of difference where you're debating with a friend about your favorite sports team or your favorite iPhone versus Android, or you're debating your favorite food, biryani versus maqluba versus mensa. You're talking here about life and death. You're talking about Jannah and Jahannam. These are very heavy matters. Close friendship will influence you whether you realize it or not. Choose very cautiously. Because when they looked, قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ. When they looked to see where he is, فَطَّلَعَ فَغَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. He looked and he saw that his friend is in the midst of the fire. What did he say from Jannah? قَالَ تَاللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ. He said, by Allah, you almost ruined me. You made me doubt. I remember what you used to say. You almost ruined me as well. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ Had it not been for the ni'mah, the blessing of my Lord, the favors of my Lord, I too would have been in the fire. In other words, ascribe your success and your guidance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The choices that you make that end up being good, ascribe that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah sends you many ni'mah, many blessings. If you're young, maybe your blessing was that your parents raised you in an environment in which they warned you, stay away from bad friends. That's a ni'mah from Allah to protect you. Maybe that was what it was. Now, sometimes teenagers, sometimes youngsters, they get very upset with their parents, always telling me what to do, telling me who to hang out with, telling me to stay away from this person, but this person is fun, this is a funny friend. And the reality is you don't see at that point, maybe your wisdom is not there yet, maybe the knowledge is not there yet. But eventually, inshallah ta'ala, you get to a point where you see one day that it was actually good for you, that they were advising you for your sake, to protect you, because they care about your entryway into Jannah as well. Oftentimes, that ni'mah might come through social media. If you're online and you your eyes happen to fall upon a hadith, an ayah of the Quran, a beneficial clip, and you saw something good, don't really quickly scroll past it and ignore it. You're like, oh, there's millions of these, I'm not here for this. Don't scroll past it so you can go watch something useless, something harmful, cat video or something else, Allahu A'lam. No, stick to it for a moment. Say, this is from the ni'mah of Allah that I was able to see this today. Take and accept that ni'mah. Some people reject it and they end up regretting their decision. Some people reject the advice of their parents. Stay away from that person. They're not good friends. They're not people who help you as a believer. Choose very carefully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and forgive us. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي Allah guides us in so many ways. لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ So we ascribe our success to Allah. And now this person in Jannah, unnamed, we don't know who they are. Imagine any two friends, it could be any two people that you know. It could be you and somebody else. It could be two college students today. And then this person turns back to the people of Jannah. And now the attention has shifted away. The person of hellfire now is no longer regarded. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ Like we're in Jannah now, imagine. We're never going to die again, except the first death that we experience, and we're not going to be punished? Is this real? We're here forever? Is this it? We've made it to Jannah? In other words, yes, it is. It's a rhetorical question here. Allah tells us, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُ This is the ultimate success. That's victory. That's what it means to triumph, to win, that you've made it to Jannah and the pleasure of Allah. For all of this, all the rewards of Jannah you know about, and the ones you don't know about, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُ Let the doers do. Let the people work. Everyone works for something, but not every result is the same. Some people put in so much effort towards useless things. Some people spend so much time on wasteful hobbies. Some people spend a lot of time on sinfulness as a lifestyle. Use your efforts for a return that is eternally pleasing. Pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasing to you. Jannah is the true success. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ Allah says, I've rewarded the people of Jannah for their perseverance, their hard work, their efforts, that they are the true winners. If you win everything in this world according to people's standards and worldly standards of degrees and jobs and everything else, and you don't win in terms of the purpose of life, then you haven't won anything. And if you don't end up winning much in this world and you struggle and you struggle and you struggle, but you hold on to your faith, no matter who makes you doubt, no matter what gets in your way, no matter what temptations there are, you hold on to your faith and you enter Jannah, you are a true winner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to win in this life and the next life. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَّ آمِينَ